The UN's regional coordinator for Syria said today that Syria is witnessing some of the worst fighting of the seven-year-old conflict. Over the weekend, Israel attacked Syria's air defense system after one of its fighter jets was shot down by a Syrian missile. Joining us now is NPR Pentagon correspondent Tom Bowman. He's in Washington now, but just back from Syria. Hi, Tom.
Hey, good to be with you.
Good to have you. And what does this Israeli military action say about the state of the conflict in Syria right now?
Well, I think what it says is we're going from proxy forces around the country to actual powers, large powers actually moving in. The Israelis hit a base in Palmyra where the Iranians were based. And, of course, in the north, we have Turkey going after the Kurdish fighters supported by the U.S. And then farther to the east, southeast, we have Russian-backed forces, pro-Syrian regime forces moving on U.S.-supported rebels and the U.S. Mounting airstrikes, horrific airstrikes that killed 100 of those forces. So it's all the main forces sort of moving in now. It's much more different than it was just a few weeks ago.
But one of the forces that we hadn't heard much about before this is Israel. How involved are they in Syria at the moment? They don't have any troops on the ground.
They do not. And their concern is the Iranian-based militias starting to move toward Israel. There was a drone, Israel said, that was moving into their territory, and the Israelis struck back. And then one of their fighter aircraft actually crashed as a result of this fighting going on. And I'm told it was the first crash of an Israeli warplane since 1982.
So you're just back from Syria yourself. First of all, where did you go and what did you see?
Well, we went to just north of Dar Azor, which is sort of the front line against ISIS now. The U.S.-supported Syrian Democratic Force is pushing south along the Euphrates River down to the Iraqi border to sort of clean out the last vestiges of the Islamic State Caliphate. So we were just north east of there, and then we went up to Raqqa, which was taken back, months ago.
And, from ISIS.
From ISIS, right. That was, of course, their headquarters of their caliphate. And then we went north of there to Manbij, which was taken back from ISIS 16 months ago. So it's really a bustling city now. And it's also where the U.S. is facing Turkish-backed forces, and they're taking pot shots at both the Kurdish fighters and the U.S. Several times a week.
Well, you spoke with Lieutenant General Paul Funk, who's in charge of the anti-ISIS fight in Syria and Iraq. Let's listen to what he told you.
Anytime our soldiers are threatened, it worries me. But they're pretty good at what they do, and they will defend themselves.
So if it's a serious threat, they'll shoot back?
Yes, they will.
How challenging is the conflict right now for the American troops who are still deployed in Syria?
I don't think it's that much of a challenge. There's a concern that General Funk just mentioned that these American troops are moving along these checkpoints run by the Kurdish fighters and concerned that these pro-Turkish forces are shooting at them. This is mostly harassing fire. And President Erdogan of Turkey said they may move on Manbij. And clearly that's where, you know, scores of U.S. troops are. So that's a huge concern for General Funk and others. But again, you have to remember that the U.S. is assisting and training and aiding these Syrian Democratic Forces. They're not really doing the fighting themselves, and they call in airstrikes and so forth. So it's not really like American troops are on the front lines, except for this area that we just mentioned in Manbij. So they are doing, again, the cleanup. They estimate it'll take 2 to 6 months to clear out the final parts of the Islamic State Caliphate. And then it's really a political issue. People told me last fall that, Tom, you know, once the Islamic State Caliphate comes to an end, the hard part begins. Does this country break up? What's the future? And again, this is going to be going on for months, if not years.
And here's another possibility, which is that ISIS is resurgent in Syria. Is that possible, that they might take back some of the territory that they've lost?
Probably won't take back some of the territory, but they have scooted away from the Syrian Democratic Forces. They've moved north into Turkey. They've moved to the west into the Russian-Syrian-controlled area. And some have moved into Iraq. Actually, the leader of the Islamic State, Baghdadi, we're told he was wounded in an airstrike and was bedridden for some time. And now they believe he is somewhere in the desert, maybe in Syria, in the eastern part of the country, or even into Iraq. So they are on the move. Will they be able to mass and pose a serious threat? That's doubtful. But the real concern now is when the caliphate comes to an end, I think, is what do they do in Turkey? And how many of them move up into Europe to join the cells already in Europe?
Is there anything that sticks out in your mind, an image from your recent reporting trip there?
I think two images. The devastation in Raqqa is just something I've never seen before. I think you have to look at the pictures of the destruction of World War II in Hamburg and Dresden to get any sense of what Raqqa looks like. It is completely and utterly destroyed. Just mile after mile of buildings collapsed. And then every once in a while, you'll see a little shop there selling chicken sandwiches. We went to one that actually stayed open throughout the ISIS time and actually sold sandwiches to ISIS.
Hmm.
The last image, I think, is in Manbij. The girls are starting to go back to school now. ISIS forced everyone to wear black. You couldn't wear any colors. We walked into this high school class, all girls, in bright colored hijabs, pinks and purples and reds. And a lot of them said they're studying English. And we asked how many want to go to university, and almost every hand went up.
That's NPR Pentagon correspondent Tom Bowman, just back from a trip to Syria. Tom, thank you.
You're welcome.